From the studios of Alive 90.5 FM, streaming live on the Woof Australia, bringing you the latest music, news and gossip in new country. This is Big Stu's Country Universe. Here's what's on tonight's show.
Big Stu will look at the issue of Facebook deleting Australian fan pages for major country artists. We also have the latest Nashville music news with Shannon McCombs. Let's get started with Jason Aldean. This is When the Lights Come On.
You're a crack of dawn, Monday morning coffee strong, pouring everything you got into a paycheck Friday night. You're a power stroke, diesel backhoe riding, king of beers, 18-wheeler driving, living life in between the lines of clocking in and quitting time. But then the six-string circus comes to town, we hang them speakers over the crowd. When the lights come on, everybody's screaming, lighters in the sky, yeah, everybody's singing, every word to every song of the girl that's hanging home tonight. When the lights come on, everybody's feeling a hallelujah high from the floor to the ceiling. Yeah, the drink that we're drinking, the smoke that we're smoking, the party we throw, it's going all night long. When the lights come on, when the lights come on. You're a little shy thing with a wild side on the night. Come on and raise your cup. If we talk about memories, yeah, we gonna make them. Talk about rules, you know we gonna break them. When the lights come on, everybody's screaming, lighters in the sky, yeah, everybody's singing, every word to every song of the girl that's taking home tonight. When the lights come on, everybody's feeling a hallelujah high from the floor to the ceiling. Yeah, the drink that we're drinking, the smoke that we're smoking, the party we throw, it's going all night long. When the lights come on, when the lights come on. Yeah, we all the same cause we thinking the same thing. We on the same page cause we sipping the same drink. Here's a little something to thank y'all for showing up. Al Dean and the boys are about to blow it up. When the lights come on and everybody's screaming, lighters in the sky, yeah, everybody's singing, every word to every song of the girl that's taking home tonight. When the lights come on and everybody's feeling a hallelujah high from the floor to the ceiling. Yeah, the drink that we're drinking, the smoke that we're smoking, the party we're through, it's going all night long. When the lights come on, when the lights come on, your buzz blowing it up, it's going all night long. When the lights come on,
when the lights come on. Jason Aldean getting us underway tonight, and I probably should have played his other song, When the Lights Go Out, which is exactly what happened to the Jason Aldean Australia fan page on Facebook. It was deleted by the social media company along with many other fan pages, and we'll be looking at that issue tonight. Of course, Facebook is dealing with several issues of their own, having lost $123 billion in value overnight in July. Later we'll hear from two administrators of fan pages that have had their questions completely ignored by Facebook. We also have some new music to play, including the latest single from Kaylee Bell. This is One More Shot on Country Universe.
You got me drunk on your love, got me high on the bus, got me thinking about you every single minute, got me needing your kiss, got me feeling like this, got me wasted, baby, I can't take it, no. But you already know that, cause I'm giving you the green light, falling into your eyes, baby, it's alright, I can do this all night, there's nothing.
Kiwi artist Kaylee Bell, who's developing a great following on Spotify. And of course, MJ and I rate her as Nashville ready. We think she could make it in Music City. Now, this time of year, you always get a few curious music releases in Australia that are timed to fit into the CMAA Golden Guitar Awards timeframe. And I suspect that is exactly the thinking behind the duet from Troy Kemp and Jane Denham. It came out 2 days before the cutoff and must be a chance for the Vocal Collaboration of the Year Award. Let's check out Hung Up On You on Country Universe.
Girl, the last time we talked, I said some things that I didn't mean to. I should have called back to apologize. Was the last that I heard from you. Minutes turned to hours, turned to days. We left us with so much left to say. I'm hung up on you like a picture on the wall, hung up like the moon at midnight. I keep thinking about that goodbye call and take it. Every time I'm hung up on you like a bird up on a wire, looking down at all I had to lose, wishing I would have kept you on the line and never hung up on you. Never hung up on you.
I've been waiting for you to realize what you had on the other end. I could let it go.
The minutes turn to hours, turn to days. We left us with so much left to say. I'm hung up on you like a picture on the wall, hung up like the moon at midnight. I keep thinking about that goodbye call and take it back every time. I'm hung up on you like a bird up on a wire, looking down at pulling up your number, but I never press send.
I hate that you don't even know
how hung up on you I am. I'm hung up on you like a picture on the wall, hung up like the moon at midnight. I keep thinking about that goodbye call and take it back every time. I'm hung up on you like a bird up on a wire, looking down at all I had to lose, wishing I would have kept you on the line.
From the studios of Alive 90.5 FM, streaming live on the Wharf Australia, this is Big Stu's Country Universe.
Hey, what's happening, guys? This is Kip Moore.
Just one of those words just gets thrown around like a Jack and Coke sitting on a bar. It gets watered down, so I ain't gonna say it, oh, but I ain't gonna lie. If you wanna know the truth, how I feel about you tonight, if you are my last breath, I just wanna hold you. If you were my last night of hell on wheels, I'm gonna drive you like I stole ya. see just what I got. If you were my cherry stem, I'd tie you in a knot. And if I could inhale you, oh baby, I'd be gone. I'd be floating round high as the Colorado sky, blowing smoke rings all night long. If you were my last breath, I just wanna hold you. If you were my last night, I'd head on wheels, I'm gonna drive you like I stole ya. If you were my last shot, oh whiskey, I press you to my lips, take a little sip, swirl you round and round and round, then shoot you down. Last call, last chance, last dance I was ever gonna get to take. If you were my last breath, I just wanna hold you. My last night of hell on wheels, wanna drive you like I stole you.
From Kip Moore, and the Kip Moore Australia fan page was one of the pages deleted by Facebook in a systematic culling of pages that's taken place in recent weeks. Now, I guess for those that don't know, the modern variant of the old-fashioned fan club is a social media group or page that fans can follow to keep up to date with their favourite artists. Now, these pages are often set up by individual fans who want to share their love of an artist with as many people as possible and provide a meeting point for fans with similar interests. Some of these pages have grown to have massive likes and followings, and in the case of a couple of pages we're going to talk about tonight, have the blessing of the artists themselves. So the question remains, why have they been deleted? Well, it's a question no one can get an answer to. Tonight we'll hear from two admins of major fan pages and find out just how dedicated they are to the pages and the artists. First up, we speak with Alyssa Wright from Melbourne, who many describe as a super fan, because she not only attends a concert of her favourite artists, she attends them all. Last time Keith Urban was touring Australia and New Zealand, that's what she did. She went to every show on the tour schedule. She is a super fan. She's also a great friend of MJ and I, and I caught up with her last night to talk about her fan pages. Joining us on the line is the administrator of Luke Bryan, Jason Aldean, and Keith Urban Australia fan pages, Alyssa Wright. Thanks for joining us, Alyssa. Now, of the three pages you set up, just Keith Urban, that page remains at this stage. The Luke Bryan Australia fan page was the first to be deleted by Facebook. How many likes did the page have before that happened?
We're about 100 off 20,000. It's been in the 19,000s for a couple of months now, but it was just nearly at 20,000.
Wow. Now, you started the page back in 2014. Tell us what motivates a fan of an artist to create a dedicated fan page like you've done?
I'd been helping out with another page, but then a friend of mine said, you should make your own one. So I decided, because I was going overseas to see Luke, that I would document my journey at the time.
What a great idea. So you were heading overseas to see Luke play in America, and you thought, okay, it's kind of like a journal. I'll create a journal about the experience and share it with these other Australian fans, people like us that didn't get to go. Perfect. When you created the page, you had some promotion for it on the Country Music Channel. Tell us, how did that come about?
Yeah, so someone I know worked at the Country Music Channel, and it just happened to be his birthday coming up that week, the same week I made the page. So she said to me, if you'd like to do an 8 at 8 countdown of Luke, we're happy to promote that it's your page doing the countdown. So they kind of coincided with each other.
Wow. So Luke Bryan's birthday, you choose the 8 at 8, and they promote the fact that it's his Australian fan page that's actually put it together. That's great.
Yeah.
What sort of things did you post about on the page? What was the kind of information that you were getting out to the Australian fans?
Well, the main point of it was to get Luke Bryan to Australia. That was my focus overall. Obviously, it took 4 years for that to happen, but we finally got there. But I was always sharing information about his albums coming out, singles coming out, just photographs of him that people like, and also regularly getting people to tell us where they were so that if he was coming, he would know where the fans were.
Perfect. Now, and the content you were posting obviously resonated with Luke Bryan's Australian fans because the page obviously grew, but it also started to make waves with the Singers team as well. Tell us about the communication you got from one of Luke Bryan's sound crew a few years ago.
So in the first year that we had the page, I got a contact from his sound engineer.
Yeah.
And he said to me he really wanted to come to Australia on holidays, so if I could get the fans to make a lot of noise, then Luke's team might notice and bring him over here. They were going to Europe, so it had worked for them. So then we decided to make as much noise as we could down here. I saw him in March when he came to tour, so that guy did get his chance to get down here.
Well, that's right. It obviously worked. And you were front and centre at his shows. Now, you were lucky enough to meet the star, and you told him about your fan page. What did Luke Bryan say to you?
He straight away knew what I was talking about, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
And he said to me, thank you so much. You guys helped us to get ourselves out here. And that he was grateful that all the fans knew of him because of that.
So there you go. Luke Bryan personally thanked Alyssa Wright for the fan page that she ran for his Aussie fans. Now, the page was credited with getting him to tour here, but Facebook deleted it. Just like they did to other fan pages, including the Jason Aldean Australia page, which Alyssa also ran. And we'll talk with her about that next. But first, let's hear from the impossibly good-looking Luke Bryan. That's what we call him. This is Most People Are Good, dedicated to Alyssa Wright here on Country Universe.
What's up, Australia? It's Luke Bryan here. I believe kids ought to stay kids as long as they can. Turn off the screen, go climb a tree, get dirt on their hands. I believe we gotta forgive and make amends, 'cause nobody gets a second chance to make new old friends. I believe in working hard for what you've got, even if it don't add up to a hell of a lot. I believe most people are good, and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you love who you love, ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks. I believe most people are good. I believe them streets of gold are worth the work, but I'd still want to go even if they were paved in dirt. I believe that youth is spent well on the young, 'cause wisdom in your teens would be a lot less fun. I believe if you just go by the nightly news, your faith in all mankind would be the first thing you lose. I believe most people are good, and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you love who you love, ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks. I believe most people are good. A gift, the first one to the last. I believe most people are good, and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you
as it looks. I believe most people are good. I believe most people are good. I believe most people are good.
Most people are good. Not sure if Luke Bryan was including Mark Zuckerberg in that sentiment, but some people who are very good are the admins who run the fan pages. And we have Alyssa Wright on the line, who lost her Luke Bryan and Jason Aldean pages recently. The other day, Jason Aldean Australia, the fan page, got deleted. It had about 8,000 followers. And the work you did with that page got you invited to the CMC Awards, including the after party in 2016, where I first met you. So CMC once again acknowledged your credibility as a legitimate fan page. Then you got to meet Jason Aldean at CMC Rocks at the festival, but he already knew about the fan page because you'd met him at an official Jason Aldean fan club party in Nashville a year earlier. What was Jason's response to learning about your page?
Yeah, so you had the opportunity to ask him questions in the fan club party, and I was one of the lucky ones to get chosen because I was asking him when he was coming to Australia.
Ah.
He told me it was going to be the next year. This was well before the CMC Rocks announcement.
Yes.
And I said, on behalf of Jason Aldean Australia, thank you so much for letting us know. We're very excited. And he was like, oh, yes, great, cool, you know, tell everyone out there. And we straight away went and posted it. The likes went up really quick, and it was true because he did come that following year.
But before even meeting Jason Aldean, you'd received correspondence from someone in his team. What did they say to you?
Yes, so they posted on our page in the first year, so in 2014, thanking us for getting his new album up to number one on the iTunes chart. That was just a spontaneous thing. We were never expecting that.
Wow.
But it showed that they'd been following us at the time.
Yeah, absolutely. So just to clarify, you set up Facebook fan pages for Luke Bryan and Jason Aldean years ago. They grew in popularity. Both artists were aware of the pages and personally thanked you in person for the work you'd done. The Country Music Channel personally invited you to their awards on the basis that you ran the Jason Aldean fan page here in Australia. Then Facebook deleted the pages. Now, did they communicate with you about it? Did you hear from Facebook before any of this happened?
No, nothing. The Luke one I posted on the Sunday, and the next morning I went to share something and it wasn't there. So I went looking for it, asked all my friends to look for it. They're all like, no, it's gone, and there's been nothing of it since.
Wow. So at any time, did you receive any communication from anyone, you know, officially associated with Luke Bryan or Jason Aldean or the record companies asking you to stop doing the pages? Obviously not, because they were thanking you, but you didn't receive any correspondence saying, you know, you're pretending to be this artist or you need to stop, nothing like that?
No, nothing at all. And we're just assuming that was the reason why Luke Bryan Australia got deleted. But now that I've seen so many fan pages get deleted since then, it's obvious it's got to be something to do with impersonation or something like that.
So you say, obviously, you're surmising because, again, Facebook haven't communicated with you. Have you tried to get hold of someone? I mean, they're a huge organisation. It seems that no one exists there, though. You can't actually get answers from anyone.
That's right. I did put through a support request, and I know friends of mine have too. It's just sat there in the inbox. It doesn't ever have that it's been read or acknowledged or anything. It just says, thanks for contacting Facebook.
Wow. So how important is it to you to get these pages back? If Facebook were able to reverse it, bam, they're up and running, would you be refreshed and want to get out there and do the work you do, you've been doing and continue on?
Yeah, absolutely. I use it every day. I'm sure friends and family that aren't country fans were glad when I did it because I stopped posting them.
You had nothing to do. You had time on your hands.
Now they're having to deal with it again. But yeah, it would just be so good to get it back. If it was this time last year with Luke coming to Australia, I think I would have been even more devastated because it would have been terrible timing.
Sure.
Thankfully, we all got to live that ride together.
Alyssa, thank you so much for telling us your experience with Facebook. We really hope they turn it around and restore the fan pages. There are some petitions around for people to sign on change.org. We'll give you the details before the end of the show. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. We really hope you get back to doing what you love doing.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys.
Alyssa right there. And we'll also be speaking with the admin of the Florida Georgia Line Australia fan page, James Dyring, a little later. as we try to make sense of the actions by Facebook in deleting the fan pages. We'll look at the weather around the universe next, but first, let's check out one of the recently announced artists playing the CMC Rocks Queensland Festival next year. It's Low Cash, I Know Somebody, and Country Universe.
Girl, I never seen you in this town. If you need somebody to show you around, well, I know somebody. It's a little too loud to talk in here, and your eyes are saying you want to disappear. Well, I know a place and I know somebody. Somebody with a cast of truck sitting right outside is ready to roll if you're ready to ride. Sunroof open with the moonlit sky. Yeah, I know a guy, I know somebody that's lost all in your smile. That can love you like a song on the radio dial. If that's what you want tonight, I know somebody, and you're looking right in his eyes.
I know somebody,
I know somebody,
yeah, I know somebody,
I know somebody,
I know somebody.
I'm loving the way you act so shy, like you ain't sure, like you can't decide, but heard you tell your friends that you know somebody that makes you laugh, that can get you home, that might make you fall for the night is gone. So come on, you know I'm that somebody. Hey. Somebody with a cast up truck sitting right outside. It's ready to roll if you're ready to ride. Sunroof open with the moonlit sky. Yeah, I know a guy, I know somebody that's lost all in your smile. What you want tonight? I know somebody, and you're looking right in his eyes.
I know somebody,
I know somebody,
yeah, I know somebody,
I know somebody,
I know somebody,
I know somebody that's looking for a girl like you. Could fall in a kiss or two. Baby, tell me what you wanna do. I know somebody with a gassed up truck sitting right outside. It's ready to roll if you're ready to ride. Sunroof open with the moonlit sky. Yeah, I know a guy, I know somebody that's lost all in your smile. That can love you like a song on the radio dial. If that's what you want tonight, I know somebody, and you're looking right in his eyes. I know somebody.
Rural Aid, our buyer bail program has been helping farmers and their communities with drought relief for over 5 years. Farmers, if you need a hand right now, give us a call. Our team and thousands of volunteers and supporters and counsellors want to help you. We're here for you. Visit www.buyerbail.com.au or call 1300 327 624 for help. Or if you'd like to donate to support our farmers.
Big Stu will now check the weather around the universe tomorrow.
Yeah, a little bit of that today and more to come by the looks of it. Brisbane rain at times, possible storms and a top of 25 for Friday. Sydney rain and, isn't it a welcome sight, 19 tomorrow. Canberra cloudy and 16. Melbourne mostly sunny with 20. Hobart partly cloudy, 17. Adelaide, mostly sunny with 21. Perth, showers with 22. And in Music City, Nashville will be partly cloudy with 32, which is 89 degrees Fahrenheit for the locals. Now, each week we take a look at the local weather somewhere in the universe. And tonight I thought we should highlight Palo Alto. I think that's how you say it. A city in California's San Francisco Bay area. It's part of Silicon Valley and home to Stanford University. And guess what? It's also the home of Mark Zuckerberg, where he lives in a mansion. Well, I mean, he's not going to live in a shack, is he? The Facebook CEO lives with his wife Priscilla Chan and their daughters Max and August. Now, the Zuckerberg family can look forward tomorrow to a sunny day and 72 degrees. Of course, that's Fahrenheit. Now, if you're wondering who Mark Zuckerberg's favourite band is, apparently it's Green Day. Of course, if you're Alyssa Wright and your favourite artist is Luke Bryan, you start a Facebook fan page. But if you're Mark Zuckerberg, CEO of Facebook, well, you get the Green Day lead singer Billy Joe Armstrong to sing at your wedding. It's all about connections, I guess.
I was 18 when we first met. Couldn't believe how you took my breath in your sweatshirt, your Converse. You didn't even know you were rocking my world. Sitting in line trying to get a coffee, stealing looks, you turn around and caught me. I laughed and you smiled and we took a chance to stay for a while. Oh, 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 oh. I never saw you coming. Oh, 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 oh. But I had to say something. Hello, beautiful. I've never seen you before. Do you live round here? What's your name, beautiful? The way you looked at me, girl, it took my breath away. And I had to introduce myself. I just had to say, hello, beautiful, beautiful. Hello, beautiful, beautiful. I got your name and I got your number. We sat for hours talking to each other. But one night just wasn't enough. We were all in, falling in love. I tried to see you but your daddy wouldn't let me. He told you, you should just forget me. But what we had was something so real. And he didn't know the way we feel. So I met you in the dark. Oh, 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 oh. Underneath the stars. Hello, beautiful. It's good to see you again. I'm glad you found your way down to this riverbed. No, we don't have home, but I'll take what I can get. Every moment spent with you is worth the consequence. Hello, beautiful, beautiful. Hello, beautiful, beautiful. And I remember when you called me, something in your voice had changed. You told me you were moving your dead to another state. And I'm still waiting by this riverbed. Yeah, I come here every day, waiting for that moment when you find your way back to me. And I'll say, hello, beautiful.
Noah Schnarke with Hello Beautiful on Country Universe. Noah is one of the artists named in the CMC Rocks lineup, and, well, he's going to be huge, a huge hit with the ladies. I'm just saying, just putting that out there. Earlier we spoke with Alyssa Wright about her fan pages that Facebook deleted. They also got rid of one of my favourite pages, Florida Georgia Line Australia. Now, I caught up with James Dyring, the admin, to chat about it. Here's how it all went down. James Dyring is on the line. Of course, MJ calls you J-Rock. Mate, thanks for joining us right here on Country Universe.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Now, you're no stranger to the studio I'm sitting in now. You were our guest on Planet Country back in July 2016 to talk about your fan pages for Florida Georgia Line and Kelsea Ballerini, both amazing artists with huge followings here in Australia. How many likes did your FGL Australia fan page have before it was deleted?
So, roughly my FGL page had about 6,700 likes and it was growing at the time.
Yeah, that's the thing with these pages. They continue to grow, don't they?
Definitely, definitely. Like, it builds up over time and it's amazing to see how much they grow and how quickly they grow.
One of the most endearing images I can remember from the FGL tour in Australia in 2016 is a shot of a sign that you made being held up on stage by T-Hub and BK. That moment must have been huge for you.
It was the best moment in my life so far. I want to make a sign up. I want to take it and let's see if they sign it. So got to the concert on the night and I held it up and then BK saw it and then T-Hub saw it and they're like, yeah, cool. And then it comes to the end of Cruiser, they're playing the outro and they took it up on stage and signed it, and yeah, just had the biggest moment of my life so far.
It's hard to top that, isn't it?
It definitely is. Like, I still have the biggest smile about it to this day, and now I've got it in a frame above my bed, so I just look at it every time now.
Perfect. Now, of course, it's been announced that they're going to come back and headline the CMC Rocks 2019 festival. One assumes they're going to do some other shows, side shows, in the other cities as well. So is there going to be a new sign, a bigger sign maybe? Are you working on that already?
Thought about that. Like, I'm thinking of doing another sign and maybe like including a little picture of the other sign that I made down, like in the little corner, maybe.
Perfect. A sign like of with a picture of the other sign. I love it.
Yeah, and see if they remember it and yeah, just hold up another sign and hopefully get them to sign it and hopefully even meet them this time.
Well, that would be fantastic. Now, FGL are a band that initially divided the country music industry, particularly here in Australia. In some ways, their fans were spread around and didn't really feel part of the industry because, you know, the FGL sound was so different. It was almost counterculture within country. Do you feel your fan page brought people together and showed them that there were plenty of other fans just like them of FGL?
Definitely. I think so too, because I think FGL appealed a lot to everyone. Like, if they saw, because a lot of people didn't like FGL at first because they were changing country music as it was and putting into a new genre sort of thing, like changing it.
Mm.
And then I think it brought people together because they're like, oh, this person likes FGL, this person does. And they found out there's a lot more interest in it and they brought people together and now they're really big.
Absolutely huge. Now, Facebook recently deleted your page. At the time, did you receive any communication from them that they were going to do this?
No notification at all. The previous night before I found out, it was 2 days ago before it got deleted, I put up the announcement that they got announced to CMC Rocks. Then 2 days later, I went back to put another post up on my page, and then I found out it was deleted, and it just showed up when I typed the FGL Australia, and it just came up with no data shown, and I was quite shocked.
Wow. Now, in the time that you ran that page, did you receive any communication from Florida Georgia Line or their record company or representatives in Australia questioning what you were doing, saying you need to stop this? Was there any suggestion that you were impersonating them from anyone?
No, not at all. Like, I actually got good feedback from one of their band members. Like, I showed them and they said, hey, keep up the good work, I'll pass it on. So they'll act with that.
Okay, so one of the band members actually acknowledged what you're doing and thank you for that hard work.
Yeah, Dan Weller, their rhythm guitarist, messaged me and say, hey, like your page, love the work, keep it up.
Wow. Okay, so I guess what would it mean to you to get that page back? If Facebook decided they'd deleted it incorrectly and they were able to restore it, what would that mean to you?
It would mean the absolute world to me because I reckon if they restored it, and just because too, they're just coming back over now, it's going to gain a lot more following and appeal to a lot more people and be able to inform people about information that they might not be able to find out through different sources.
So you're still keen to run it? If you can get it back, you'll be head first straight back into it?
Head first straight back in, post up straight away the second I get it back.
Well, James Dyring, J-Rock, as MJ calls you, thanks so much for joining us. And thanks for the hard work you did to keep Aussie fans informed about their favourite duo. We hope that Facebook will reverse their decision and give you the page back. In fact, give it back to all the fans who love it. Thanks so much for spending some time with us.
No worries. Thank you for having me anytime.
James Dyring is such a nice guy, and he's undoubtedly FGL's biggest Aussie fan. Now, I wanted to speak with the admins who lost the pages to get their personal accounts of why they do the pages. I also wanted to get answers from Facebook. But here's the thing. There isn't anybody there. You can't get hold of anyone. the only people they have in Australia are trying to gouge advertising money from you. Now, I sent a request for a representative from Facebook to appear on the show and tell us why they closed the pages, but I didn't get a response. Well, you might well say you're just a little country music radio show, but I don't think A Current Affair would get a response from them either. I think Brady Halls would be hard-pressed trying to chase someone from Facebook through a car park on camera because there isn't anyone. They just take your money, take your data, and that's worth more than cash, really. And they don't care how they treat people. They're a bully. How else can you explain their actions? Facebook needs to reinstate the deleted fan pages immediately. It's not hard. It should be simple. S-I-M-P-L-E.
What's up, y'all? It's your boys, Tyler and Brian. We're Florida Georgia Line.
The way your fingers fit mine is 5 plus 5, not a rocket science. This day and time, that's hard to find. It's true. The road we're on in a traffic jam, it's a sunny drive on a piece of land. It's paradise as long as I'm with you. It's like 1, 2, 3, just as easy as can be. Just the way you look at me, you make me smile. Ain't no need to be complicated, we both know that's overrated. We've been there, it's safe to say it ain't our style. Just that simple, S-I-M-P-L-E, simple as can be. It's just that simple, S-I-M-P-L-E, simple as can be. We used to live on Instagram, worried about who all gives a damn about where we've been and where we ended up. Then I met you and you met me, and all the rest is history. An epiphany that all we need is us. It's like 1, 2, 3, just as easy as can be. Just the way you look at me, you make me smile. Ain't no need to be complicated, we both know that's overrated. We've been there, it's safe to say it ain't our style. We're just simple like a six string, the way this world was meant to be. Like laughing love, make a lot out of a little. Just that simple, S-I-M-P-L-E, simple as can be. It's just that simple, S-I-M-P-L-E, simple as can be. Ain't no need to complicate it, we both know that's overrated. We've been there, it's safe to say. Just the way you look at me, you make me smile. Ain't no need to be complicated, we both know that's overrated. We've been there, it's safe to say it ain't our style. We're just simple like a six string, the way this world was meant to be. Like laughing love, make a lot out of a little. It's just that simple, S-I-M-P-L-E, simple as can be. It's just that simple. S-I-M-P-L-E, simple as can be. It's just that simple. S-I-M-P-L-E, simple as can be. It's just that simple. S-I-M-P-L-E, simple as can be.
Florida Georgia Line, FGL we call them, with Simple on Country Universe. Now, each week we catch up with all the latest Nashville music news from CDX with Shannon McCombs.
Now on Country Universe, from Music City, Nashville, the latest country news with Shannon McCombs.
Well, a lot of news to cover here. Thomas Rhett had a number one party in Nashville to celebrate Life Changes and Marry Me. He did an interview just before the party, and listen to what he had to say about the song Marry Me.
Kind of put myself into a different narrative a little bit. Before my wife and I got married, there was this phase where we dated other people for a very long time. And, you know, if I'd never really had the courage or whatever to walk up to her and say, hey, we need to get married. You need to kiss me and this needs to happen. If that would have never happened, I definitely would have been sitting at her wedding. You know, it's kind of like a what-if song.
By the way, this marks Thomas Rhett's 10th and 11th number one songs. Little trivia here. Can you name the most decorated female artist in CMA Awards history? Well, she now has added 6 multi-platinum certificates to her repertoire, as albums Revolution and Crazy Ex-Girlfriend have been certified double platinum. 7-time CMA Female Vocalist of the Year, Miranda Lambert. That's all for this week. I'm Shannon McCombs, and that's CDX Country News.
And I'm sure Alyssa would have recognized a little Luke Bryan underneath all that. Okay, the CDX News, we have that every week with Shannon McCombs. I mentioned earlier that there was a petition page on change.org. MJ set this up. It's Reinstate the Luke Bryan Australia page. So if you just, I think you can just search Luke Bryan Australia and it'll come up. Please sign it. I think it's, where are we now? 434 have signed it. Let's not forget the page that Alyssa ran had nearly 20,000 followers. So, of course, the page is gone. We can't get them. So hopefully everyone can share the message, get that signed. I think MJ's going to have to start these page petitions for all of the pages that have been knocked out. Maybe we'll just do one group one, something like that. Anyway, stay tuned for more on that. And thanks to Alyssa and to James for being part of the show tonight. We just hope that Facebook will reverse this. He's hoping. We'll be back in a moment to close things off. But right now, I want to check out Chris Bandy. This is Only One Country Universe.
Yeah. I don't want to be Jane Dean on a movie screen. White shirt, blue jeans, that Hollywood heartthrob life ain't the thing for me. I don't want to be top floor NYC, all pent up in a penthouse suite, 'cause I've heard the top can get lonely. I just wanna be your every morning, be the hand you're always holding, be the everything you'll ever need, be your one and only, that's the only one I wanna be. I'm talking to kids and picket fences, the one to change your Mr. Mrs. Yeah. Left hand go band, sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. I wanna be your favorite weakness, where you keep your safest secrets, the kind of night that'll leave you sleepless.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanna be your every morning.
Bandy, Only One. Love that song. I love Chris Bandy. Let's get him to Australia. We should start a page. No, we probably shouldn't do that because I'll get taken down. Hope you've enjoyed the show tonight. We'll catch you next week. I thought what we'd finish on tonight, rather than a song, is actually the audio that the stars in Nashville put together. They had to do this because Facebook were ignoring it, about the fake pages that were around. We'll catch you next week on Country Universe.
Hey everyone, I'm Keith Urban.
Hey guys, I'm Hunter Hayes.
Hey, I'm Lindsay L.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson.
Hey guys, it's Mary Morris.
Hey, we're Rascal Flatts.
Dustin Lynch.
Kit Moore.
John Party.
Jake Owen.
Travis Denning.
Brett Young.
Maggie Rose.
Trey Seconds.
Old Dominion.
Kale Dodds.
Cole Swindell.
Michael Ray.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I want to talk to you about something that's important.
I want to talk to you about something important.
I can't believe I'm having to do this.
I want to talk to y'all about something
really, really important.
Imposters on social media.
Imposters on social media.
Imposters on social media.
Imposters on social media.
Every day we've noticed more and more people
are pretending to be artists on social media
and tricking our fans into buying fake tickets to private shows or sending money
or give out your personal information.
Let me tell you about these guys. We got these trolls, these imposters.
They are just losers
tricking our fans into buying a plane ticket,
asking you for money,
donating to fake charities,
or giving us briefcases of money. Don't do it.
Please do not engage with these people or send them money.
Every day it's getting worse.
Who steals from grandmas? You gonna steal from grandmas?
As artists, we have only one account.
We all have check marks by our names.
Blue check mark.
Blue check mark.
Blue check mark.
They have blue verified check marks.
If you don't see a blue check mark by my name,
blue check mark,
blue check mark,
blue verified check mark next to it.
So we want to make sure you know how to spot the signs of the fake accounts, like the ones called Blakey Shelton. That's bullshit.
Hunter Hayes, 123456, not me.
Kelly Clarkson, A, B, C, 123, that's not real.
At Keith Urban, 487, that's not me. This is my secret account the management don't know anything about. Complete bullshit.
Rascal Flat, it's just bullshit.
Kit Moore, 2000.
At Jake Owen, 336717946, that's not me.
I don't even have an account.
Bullshit. It's actually really sad.
Never give out any of your private information. If you do, you're f***ing dumb.
But seriously, be cautious. Report those fake accounts.
Report them.
Never give out any of your private information. Thank you so much for being the best fans in the entire world.
Thank you for being the best fans in the world.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for being such amazing fans.
To the fans, we love you.
I love you guys.
Know that I just love you and you guys are the best fans in the world.
Thank you for being the best fans in the world.
All of us are proud to have you as fans.
Thank you for being the best fans in the world.
We appreciate what y'all do so much as fans of our music.
Thank you for being the best fans in the world. Did you like that? If you do, you're dumb. Because then they'll really think about, like, oh my God, if I do this, I'm officially dumb.